Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning on deadline day is Kathy in Gallinera. Kathy, it always comes down to deadlines for any kind of writing, doesn't it?
It is. There are a lot of contests that have deadlines, and today is the deadline for the Alaska Day Writing Contest.
All right, and this is
But a lot of writers do better under pressure.
That's true. So, I mean, every assignment I got in school,
it wasn't for the last minute, you wouldn't get anything
done.
Yeah,
it required some kind of fire to be lit under me. This is the third year of the contest,
the third
right?
year.
Tell me a little bit about the history. It started because we had the anniversary of statehood. Right?
Yeah, the first year, 2009, the Alaska Day Writing Contest was just telling your Alaskan story. And I belong to a group of women who get together and write, and we also talk a lot. We probably talk more than we write. So we thought we'd like to encourage people in the community to write. So we started this contest, and we had lots and lots of entries the first year. And the category, if you can hold a pencil, you can write. From preschool up through adults or elementary school. But we've actually had 3 or 4 or 5-year-olds enter.
Wow.
So the first year was great because it was a very broad topic. Last year was celebrating sacred ground because it was the anniversary of the park. And then this year, celebrating Alaskan aviation. And I think the narrower topics are making it a little bit harder for people to feel inspired to write. You know, it's a more focused kind of a topic. So we want people to write about aviation in Alaska.
Oh, so it's the centennial of aviation in
yes.
Alaska?
Yeah.
Okay, because I thought, oh, they chose aviation because everybody's got like a hairy flying story or something.
And I hope we get some of those.
Is it a fiction contest or essays or what?
The only rule is it has to be prose. We've had a few nice little kids that wrote poetry in the past, but we cannot have poetry because it's just not fair. It's hard to judge.
Right.
So prose can be an essay, a story, fiction, nonfiction, fantasy, you name it.
And
we've had some very the children are usually very creative and imaginative, and we've had some really fantastic stories in the past of men or some kind of a superhero stopping a glacier from crushing our town, and, you know, they can really get out there with their stories, so I love it.
And it's got to be difficult judging this kind of contest. I mean, it's great that the contest is here, but the right women of Sitka must dread the actual judging, you know, trying to
have to really try to discourage our members from taking vacations right about this time.
Okay.
Yeah. No, what we do is every entry is blinded, so I go through them because a lot of the other women in our group have children, and they know community members. Well, I know a lot of people, too. But anyway, we take each entry and mark it as an adult, elementary, middle school, or high school, and give it a number. And then I separate the cover page from the story. And then we just judge it A1, E3, H2, and we just judge them that way. So we each read each story. Although we do have some members of Right Women, they will not that are teachers, they do not read any of the children's stories.
Okay.
Because even though they're blinded, it'd be kind of, you know, they may know a child's particular writing style or bent of imagination, so.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so there are prizes?
There are prizes. A first place wins $100 in each category, and then there's $50 for second place and $25 for third place. And there's elementary school, middle school, high school, and adult. And they can't be more than 1,200 words.
Okay.
Which is not usually a problem with the children, but we do ask for a word count, and we have actually gone through and counted a lot of the adult stories. And we have thrown out one or two that were over the word limit.
Mm-hmm.
You have to really stick by the rules or it becomes unfair, and we don't want anybody to come back later and say, I counted the story that won, and there were 1,203 words in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You have to be careful there. And also, as somebody... You know, I write every single day here in the news department at Raven Radio.
And you can enter, Rob.
Well, yeah, I have to think about aviation, I guess. But it's sometimes hard. It's a challenge sometimes for a writer to condense his or her ideas into shorter writing. Ed Ronco and I sometimes joke. Actually, it's an old newsroom yarn about, you know, why did you write such a long story? Because I didn't have time to write a short one.
That's true.
It sometimes is harder to kind of pare it down.
It is very hard.
It's all part of the exercise
of
writing. What kind of stories have won in the past? Is there anything sort of memorable that you recall?
Well, the superhero that saved Sitka from that, okay. I think I'll always remember that one. We had a 3 or 5 year old, I think, maybe it was 5, wrote a story about fishing in Tenneke. It was maybe 3 or 4 sentences, but it was just precious.
Mm-hmm.
Stories about walking through Totem Park have been good, nature kind of stories that were, I think we got mostly in the first year, but last year was the celebrating sacred ground, and it could have been anywhere. It didn't have to be in Totem Park. But there was a really nice story that actually walked you through the whole park. Other children, stories have written about, well, actually, one was a really hairy flying story that maybe could get resurrected for this
mm-hmm.
year, but 2 years ago, so
okay.
they'd have to do some work on it to make it.
And the winners... winners
get to, if they're brave enough, they get to read their stories in public. Mm-hmm. We have the elementary and middle schools reading at the library Sunday the 16th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the high school and adults read at the variety show during Alaska Day Week. I think it's on Wednesday evening.
And there's a chance that some of this stuff might actually be published,
yes,
too.
Yes. Alaska Women Speak out of Anchorage has published the last 2 years, the first, second, third place winners, and the paper has published, I know, at least the first place winner.
The paper, the Daily Sentinel?
Our Daily Sentinel, yes.
All right. So
that's, and I have actually read stories for people that are too frightened. Even at the last minute, I've had some people just give me the paper and say, I can't do it.
Right.
So...
Okay.
You don't let that stop you if you have a fear of speaking in public. You don't have to read it.
Okay. So there's not just money. There's a chance for glory.
That's right.
Get
it in print, be on the TV, and get some money to boot.
Right. What writer doesn't want that? So.
And we'll even take professional writers. I know we have some world-famous writers here in town, and their story would also be counted as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
We would just blind it and...
Okay.
They'd be right in there with the rest of us.
Okay, the gauntlet has been thrown down, but it's not a very long gauntlet.
So the deadline, if you're mailing in an entry, it has to be postmarked by midnight. To the Alaska Day Writing Contest, 246 Catlian Street, Suite E. They can also be hand-carried to Sitka Office Services, which is on Catlian Street across from the BHOP building. And
right.
Anne is there from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And just to encourage people and not let anybody not get in because of the time constraint, stories could be emailed to me either as an email or as an attachment. And my address is eaglekathy@hotmail.com, and that's EAGLEKATHY at Hotmail. And if there is a form that needs to be printed out and submitted with it, and they're available at the library, the back door, here at Raven Radio, the bookstore, lots of places in town, and they can also be found at our website, which is writewomen.publishpath.com.
And that's writewomen, WRITEWOMEN.
.publishpath.com. And if you're on Facebook, I have a page, A Pocket Full of Treats, and if you go to A Pocket Full of Treats, you can actually get to the link to this from my page.
Okay, so there's no excuse.
There's no excuse.
It's basically you
and
can...
And it's a nice day, so if you get it written, we would like them typed, but children can actually handwrite them.
Sure.
And at this point, I might even accept an adult handwritten one.
Okay. So it's the Write Women of Sitka, the Alaska Day Writing Contest. This year's topic is Celebrating Alaskan Aviation. It's the 100th anniversary of aviation in Alaska. And you can deliver your entry by midnight today in almost any format.
Except for telepathic.
Yes. You've got to deliver it in some form that can be read by human eyes.
Thank you.
And 1,200 words.
1,200 words or less. And we will count every one.
Okay.
And hyphenated words count as one. I learned that last year.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
And the categories are elementary, middle school, high school, and adult. There's prize money and a chance to read your work in front of an appreciative Alaska Day audience.
Yay.
And possibly get your stuff published in Alaska Women Speak magazine. Kathy and Gallinera, thanks for doing this.
Thanks, Rob.
And thanks for coming in and talking about it
with us. Thanks for having me. See ya.